This summer, as part of an ongoing project to document and preserve wilderness, the U.S. Forest Service is sending staff, scientists, and volunteers into the field to collect data. KCAW's Lily Mihalik accompanied one such crew into the West Chickagaw Yacobi Wilderness.
For a long time, wilderness was thought of as an area that's not managed. This is wilderness. We leave this wild and leave it be, and it's not a place that we manage. But increasingly, over the last 10 to 20 years, the Forest Service has seen, yes, there is management that's needed in the wilderness, but instead of it being an active management, it's more of a stewardship.
That's Andrew Tomes, Executive Director of the Sitka Conservation Society, or SCS. He says nowadays there's an increasing demand for wilderness experiences, making these surveys especially important.
How do we make sure that, one, we don't love this place to death, and two, how do we understand what's going on in these ecosystems and monitoring the changes that happen here over time?
I've just landed in wilderness. I'm standing here on the banks of Rust Lake in the West Chichagof Yacobi Wilderness. It's overcast, and the only real sound there is the sound of my crew and the sound of the wind. Our team is small, two botanists, one wilderness solitude surveyor, and a member of the Forest Service. Five tiny dots in the middle of 265,000 acres of raw Alaskan wilderness. We're hiking what should be 7 miles or so from Rust Lake to Patterson Bay, documenting signs of human impact and any invasive or sensitive plants along the way. But because wilderness has no road signs, we get a little turned around and take 11 long, wet hours before finally setting up camp to wait for our float plane on the edge of a grizzly-infested estuary. Adam Andis is the wilderness intern for SCS, who has the job of wilderness solitude surveyor. Our first afternoon in the field, he leads me across a marshy maze of streams and explains how to quantify solitude. He's got a checklist.
Everything from jetliners to renegade cabins to footprints, really, I suppose. We'd like to find a baseline to see how much use this place really has. At this point, we're not really sure. Could be just a couple dozen people that visit these areas in a year, and there could be lots more. So I guess in the end, we're really just looking for zeros.
Scott Harris is also with SCS and helps to oversee wilderness surveys in Southeast Alaska.
The key thing what we're doing is collecting baseline information. A lot of these areas we're visiting in the field have been poorly studied.
Wilderness, he says, not only allows for solitude, but can also be used as a barometer for change, a way to measure wilderness areas against managed or more developed land. Jay Jensen is the U.S. Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, with over 193 million visitors each year to the entire park system. He says keeping wilderness pristine isn't as easy as you'd think.
Wilderness areas are meant to be the more untrammeled parts of that system, but with that kind of usage, you can imagine that it becomes a little bit harder and harder to actually maintain that untrammeled character in nature.
Because of this delicate balance, Jensen says wilderness can no longer go un- or undermanaged.
It is really kind of an interesting, I wouldn't say conundrum, but a juxtaposition of these are areas meant to be untouched and untrammeled, but they do take some caretaking. It's not about just drawing a line on a map and calling it good.
Back in the West Chichagof Yacobi Wilderness, I'm starting to get the idea that there's a lot to think about when it comes to wilderness management. But honestly, right now I'm thinking more about grizzly bears, Devil's Club, and a dry place to camp tonight. Reporting in the wilderness of Southeast Alaska, this is Lily Mihalik.